What's going on, Saber Nation? Hope you guys are having a fantastic day. Welcome to the Saber Audio Experience. Very excited about this episode. I've been thinking about this subject for quite a while. I didn't have the thoughts in my mind structured enough. By the way, I don't go off by any notes. That's why sometimes you come across me being a little scatterminded. So I apologize for that. But I want my podcast, I want my content to be as authentic to who I really am. Like, I don't want things to be in the way. I'm not a structured person by any means. No matter how I try very hard to be structured, but I'm just not a structured person, and I enjoy being kind of chaotic. That's how I enjoy my life. That's how I just like everything scattered. So, yeah. If you're new here, now you know. So finally, I had my thoughts well aligned with what I wanted to communicate with people. And hopefully, I will do this mindset, this perspective, this thing that I want to talk about. I'll do it justice. I wanted to share my perspective, my experience on something that I recently went through again. Was starting off small for people like me. I'm not talking about for the majority of people, but I can only share what I know. I don't want to talk about things that I'm not well educated about or experienced, but I can share my perspective and say in my opinion, if I share something that I've gone through, it has more meaning and more value and more weight to it. So that's why we're going to talk about this specific subject. So what do I mean by starting off slow? I know a lot of people that even I look up to, they always say, aim so big that in the pursuit of achieving something like that, you end up, accomplishing like smaller things. For people who are listening, I'm doing this with the quotation marks, smaller things. While for some people it doesn't work. For me, for example, I'm not diagnosed with it, but I'm pretty sure I have ADHD. I'm not one of those jackasses, but what I'm trying to say is giving my attention to something or having my thought in just one area is very difficult. If I could just give you guys a sneak peek of what goes on in my brain, you probably would shit yourself with how many things go on at once, and that's why sometimes I look at my family members, I look at them and like, what was their name again? That's how many things that go on. And I'm sure there are people out there that are like me, and I'm like them. So, see, right now I just forgot what I was going to say. Oh, right, starting off small. For me, I need something that feeds my attention quick enough. But more than attention, what I've realized is confidence. A while ago, I had a fitness business called Saber Physique. I had clients, I was selling programs, and I was making a decent amount of money. I was enjoying building the business more than the fitness part. Hence, I started a media company. Unfortunately, things went south, not putting a hold on the media company, not putting a hold on that advertising agency. It's not at the best time. And that is my surface excuse, but the root excuse for not excuse but the root reasoning why I don't want to pursue that anymore for now at the time, it's because I lost the confidence that I had in myself in building a successful business, because I was actually able to build a successful short-term success fitness business. When I realized that I was obsessed about business more than fitness, instead of doubling down on the business side of fitness, I decided to completely remove fitness out of my life. I fell out of shape. I stopped enjoying what I was doing. Then I was like, hold on, what the fuck am I supposed to do? So I just went down in a spiral, and then realizing that I love creative, I love basically like I love being in the audio, video, pictures, that type of thing, and being on the math side of advertising, where should you put what, who you're trying to target. So that type of thing. And, you know, coming across people who I look up to, they, like, for example, Gary Vee has VaynerMedia. And now I know some people who already are well aware of Ty Lopez's SMMA. That became secondary to what I already had in mind. I just wanted to do something with business, other people's business. So I wanted to have a company that was a B2B business. For people who are listening who don't know what B2B stands for, that's business to business. And I was obsessed with it. I enjoyed every second of it. I still love it with everything that I have in my like every cell in my body loves it. However, I haven't been very successful with it. And in my opinion, which I shouldn't say in my opinion, I believe this, that I lost my confidence in actually building, because when I left Saber Physique, which was my fitness business, I felt like I was abandoning something that was growing, and I felt very guilty. And I'm kind of a superstitious person when it comes to things like this, and I just felt like it's one of those things that's anchoring me to anchoring me pretty heavy, that it's not even allowing me to move forward. And every time I hit some sort of a roadblock for Saber Biz, which was my media company, it still is, I lost confidence. Instead, while when it comes to Saber Physique, back then, every time I hit a roadblock, I would find a way to get over it. It wouldn't affect me emotionally. It was not easy to deal with. It was fun to deal with, even though it was very difficult. I loved Saber Biz, but for some reason, it was affecting my confidence. And I realized that and every time I would fuck up, I would be like, yeah, you couldn't build that one. How are you going to build this one? So that perspective fucked me up in way too many ways. And so I'm pretty much back on track with Saber Physique. And I told myself that I'm going to go back to building a fitness business first, doing what I was going to do anyways, and using that as leverage in the future. Now, coming back to it, I was like, okay, what am I supposed to do? And I have this big ass fucking dream, which is cool. I have it down to the T, how I want what the perfect day, what the perfect like life looks like for me, because that's the ultimate dream. I call it the ultimate dream or the North Star. But there was a problem. There wasn't, nothing was making me want to move. It wasn't exciting me. And I wasn't consistent with the gym, even though I was trying to build, I'm starting to build a fitness business. I was like, okay, I need to get consistent with the gym. And this has been going on for the past maybe 2 weeks. That's why I've been kind of offline. My team member, he had to go because of some personal issues. So it's just me again. And that's another reason that Saber Biz became very difficult for me. I'm not great with the creative part of like making the videos. That's why I'm not making vlogs. I'm making podcasts. I'm just good with the strategizing and getting the business part. But bringing them in past that point, especially when it comes to the creative, that's where I sucked. So hopefully now my goal is to grow this business, because I know how to do it. I know I'm not a great bodybuilder. I don't have the best physique, which I will develop a physique within the next 3 to 5 months that I will look 20 times better than an average person, but I'm not going to look as good as all the bodybuilders you see on Instagram. And primarily it's because of the physical deformality that I have. Deformity, not deformality. Oh, sorry. I know some people who are English freaks, they just had a major cringe moment. Deformity. Because of that deformity, I'm never going to have the bodybuilder look. I can't become a powerlifter. because of my spine issue. So I can't do deadlifts and squats. I can do squats, I just can't do deadlifts. Everything basically is very difficult. I have to work my way around it. And my brand, my fitness brand, is like, figuring out what you can do is the most important part, so you can stick with it. I just had to make peace that I'm a better coach than I am an athlete when it came to fitness. And I'm very comfortable with that because I enjoy working with people and I enjoy business way more than looking a specific way or getting a trophy for what I lift, how much I lift or how I look. So I'm very comfortable with that. And that's the goal. Now, back to the main subject of this podcast. Building confidence has been crucial for my journey, because when I lost it, when I lost my confidence, or when I started losing faith, it was due to the lack of confidence, and it kept taking a hit. And when that confidence was going down, I wasn't moving forward. And I was like, okay, how am I supposed to build up this confidence again? And I kept looking to that North Star and nothing was helping. I just was like, I don't know. I just don't know. I kept shrugging my shoulders until I came across a book that said the same exact thing. Dream big and the little things will follow. But then I was like, what if I am dreaming very big, but I've lost the confidence in believing that dream now. Like, it feels like it's just a fucking dream. It's not like it's a dream that I will accomplish. It's just a dream. Now, in Hindi, there's this word called, two words. They say, khiali polo. That means dreamy rice. I know it doesn't make sense when you directly translate it, but it's things that you just daydream about and never happen. Like, it's so out of reach, quote unquote. And there's no action being put to achieving that. And that becomes a, you know, dreamy rice. So that became the thing. And I was like, okay, how am I going to build the confidence? Because if I'm going to build this amazing fitness business that will grow the way that I want it to eventually in the span of like 5-10 years. And as I'm doing this, my side projects being Saber Biz, I'm still going to work on Saber Biz. It's just not going to be my primary focus, and doing other things because I love to juggle as many balls as I can, as Ryan Serhant would say, juggle as many balls as you possibly can, but also not be upset if you drop one or two. So that's how I see it. Some people are just better with, you know, putting a diamond in front of them and focusing on that diamond, focusing on it like there's no tomorrow. And that's their main thing. They just don't do anything else. That it's just that one thing. And they go all in on that one thing. And that's fine too. Or they go all in on that. That's like 99% of it. And then they give their attention to 1%. I'm more of the 70% give your attention to one thing, but then still have 30% to play with other things to keep me excited for that 70%. You just have to know yourself. I don't think there's a way and there's a specific way of doing things. I just figured it out for myself that I need to juggle as many balls as I possibly can. But I need to be able to juggle the balls. I lost the confidence in being able to juggle even two balls. I know. I said ball so many times. Anyways, so I lost that confidence. And the way that I was going to build it was, oh, let's just focus on that North Star and let that ultimate dream drive you. But when I wake up and I'm like, that's the ultimate dream. But I'm like, it just seems unrealistic now. And I lost that faith. I lost that confidence. So the way that I structured everything now is to achieve smaller things. I'm not saying stop dreaming, but people are like, oh, my next goal is to make $100,000. I'm like, cool, but have you made $1,000? Fuck it. Have you made 10? Have you made $1? Have you made 100? Now I've kind of changed my perspective as to like, hey, I understand that You can go and get a client that gives you $10,000 or get a fucking, sell so many courses because of this one marketing strategy and your shit is actually great and you sell fucking $20,000 and $20,000 worth of product in 15 fucking minutes. Very much possible. Excuse me. Forgot to put my phone on silent. I apologize. So, but the problem that I was going through, the problem that I had, wasn't that, oh, you can't sell 20 that much in this much time, or your first client can pay you this much. It's just, I didn't believe that I could even charge them that much. So, starting off small, even though you might be underpricing, you might be undervaluing what you, what the whatever, like if it's a book, if it's a course, if it's a coaching service, if it's a whatever it is, whatever you're selling, if you're undervaluing it, underpricing it, and you, it's supposed to be $2,000, for example, you think, you know that the absolute perfect price for it is $2,000, but then you have that doubt. When you have that doubt, what number are you sure that you can accomplish? I know that if I go and sell my coaching services, I can get 50 bucks a month for it, minimum. But do I, am I that, I'm not 100% sure if somebody would pay me 200, even though I've seen people and I know people that charge $1,500 for a couple hours a month. That's because they have status and whatnot. So for me personally, it became a struggle to have, to believe and have the confidence to ask for something and believe in it. Because if I go to someone and I'm like, oh, this is what it's worth, and they start arguing with me, if I don't believe that it's worth $100, I'm not going to fight for it. I'm like, okay, fine. What are you comfortable paying for? And if they say 30, I'm like, fuck, I thought it was 50. So it's 30? So what do you think it's like building that confidence up small? Now, this is like business things, and that's what I'm very passionate about, and I'm communicating it in a way that if you are into business, that goes for anything. You know, like some PUAs, pickup artists. I remember when I used to, before I moved to America, I had no clue how people were going to be here, how I would get girls and stuff like that. So I used to watch like a bunch of PUAs talk, and not everything that they said made sense, especially right now when I look back. I'm like, okay, back then it was cool, but right now I'm like, okay, it's bullshit. But there were a bunch of things that were amazing. And now I know this might offend some girls, and this might be subject, and this is based on subjectiveness, whatever. You want to call me a fucked up piece of shit, that's totally fine. But for dudes out there, and for girls, it doesn't matter, actually. So whoever you are, you want to get pissed off, I don't give a shit. You're soft. That's it. This is how I speak. You got to go to the girl or the guy who is, like, let's say you're a 7 and you want to date a 7, or you want to date a 10, of course. Everybody wants to get the 10. But when you go to the 10, you're uncomfortable. You go to the, okay, you're like, okay, shit, I'm even uncomfortable going up to this person. Okay, what about a 9? Are you still uncomfortable? Cool. Drop it down to an 8. Are you still uncomfortable? Cool. Drop it down to a 7. How about now? You're equal. No, you're still fucked up. You keep going down until you're comfortable. Not comfortable. You keep going down until you have the ability to go and speed. The thing is speed. If you're so uncomfortable with going up to women, you just have to get over it. First of all, like women or dudes, I think girls should go up to dudes as well. Not because I'm a dude. Anyways, that's a different story. You start off small and then you build your way up. You might even find someone amazing who's like a 5, 4, 3, but to you it's a 10. You just, like, by looks wise, not that looks are everything, but if you just want to base things off of looks, because when you don't know someone and you want to go up to them, you're only basing shit off of their looks. Yeah, when you know someone, then I don't think I don't think judging people based on, like, rating them on their looks, when you know them, when you know their personality, that's fucked up. Not even, that's not that fucked up. Well, I don't know why I said that. I don't believe it. But overall, when it comes to strangers, you just go small. And the same thing when it comes to making money, making career changes, like whatever it is, if you are not driven by that ultimate, that North Star, that ultimate dream, that thing that like wakes you up every morning and then you listen to these guys online, that's fine. Find something smaller. It might motivate you to be like, oh, okay, I might be able to make 10 bucks if I sell this. Or, holy shit, if I talk to this guy or girl who's like a 6 out of 10 and I'm a 7, I know I have the ability to do it. And what's the worst thing that can happen? I'll be friends with this person. Like, it's awesome. It gets you moving. So whatever it is, and, you know, and let's say that North Star is a 10 out of 10 for you, you have to work your way up. You might not be like everybody else that you keep chasing the 10, but you're so obsessed with the 10 that you just come across like 6, 7, 8s like they're nothing. While for some people, it's a struggle. So I don't think that there's one size fits all. I think it just, you just have to know yourself. And just go start small if you have to. But what matters is constant movement. As long as there's movement, that's the best thing. You just have to move. And I don't mean physically. You get the point. As long as you keep moving forward, it doesn't matter at what speed. Now, if your ambitions are to move at the highest speed possible, then your actions have to match it as well. But some people, you have to understand that maybe what you're chasing, I can run. I have a disability. I can definitely run. Maybe I will never be able to run a marathon, but in the pursuit of running a marathon, I might become a great sprinter. So there are a lot of things come into play, but what matters is keep moving forward. And whether it be making smaller goals your main, giving your attention to smaller goals, or if you're like those inspiring people online that the North Star just drives the fucking shit out of you, good for you. Share that with people. Maybe you wake somebody else's initial thing up. I appreciate you guys listening, watching, however you're consuming this piece of content. It means the absolute world to me. For however many, one or a million, doesn't matter. I love every single fucking one of you, whether it be my family member, whether it be my friends, whoever it is that's listening. You mean the absolute world to me. Please, please reach out. I want to know who's still listening. Please let me know how I can help you. As long as it doesn't hurt you, me, or anybody else, I'm willing to do it. And, oh yeah, like if you think I deserve a like. Subscribe if you're new here. Write a review. And yeah, I'll see you guys. Or I'll talk to you guys. And then a little shit. I just lost my tongue. In the next episode. Ciao.